Right, it's very true. All right, we'll say good morning. Good morning, let's begin. Today's daf is Samechas. We are picking up at the Mishnah on Samech Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ha'uber v'hayavam v'airasin v'achirish. So we'll say these are all situations where the Gemara is going to explain them one by one, where if a woman in this type of situation will be precluded from eating truma. So whether if there's existence of an uber, a woman's pregnant, the yibum situation, erusin situation, cherish, I'm not defining it now in the Mishnah because we'll define it in the Gemara. Cherish, remember again, unqualified cherish in the Gemara is a deaf mute. Cherish, ben teisha shanav yom echad, a child, a boy who's 9 years old in one day, all of these cases, postlin, Postin v'lom ma'achilin. They go ahead and they would invalidate the woman, and also they do not enable her to eat truma. Safik shuhu ben tes shanav yom echad. Safik she'eno. Safik she'eno. So again, let's say there's a safik if the boy is 9 years old in one day. Now, Bosa, we already learned that 9 years old in one day is a significant age. Why? Because in the age of 9 years old in one day, bi'aso bi'a. His bi'a is considered to be a significant bi'a, even though, again, he is not a godel. He's not yet an adult, but the bi'a is considered to be a bi'a. However, if it's a boy who's 9 years old in one day, or a suffolk she'eno, or a suffolk heavy base saros for suffolk shelo heavy, or it's a suffolk if he had two hairs, suffolk if he did not. No, so we'll see all of these cases are cases, and we'll frame it correctly in the Gemara, in which again they would prevent a woman from eating truma. We'll see these situations. Nafal habayis. Now we're going back to Yevamos in just a moment. We had this case already. Nafal habayis. I love the albas achiv. We'll say, remember this case, right? Reuven. Let's call it Reuven is married to two women. One, we'll call them Rachel and Leah. And Rachel happens to be the daughter of his brother, right? Shimon. So Rachel is his niece. What happens? So now Reuven and Rachel are in a house together. The house falls down and kills them both. Now, what's the shayla? The shayla is Leah subject to Yibum? So what does that depend on? It depends on the order in which they died. Technically speaking, if Rachel, Leah's co-wife, died first, then what? Let's go backwards. If Reuven died first, the husband died first, then what's going to be Leah's status with Yibum? She's going to be exempt. Why? Because Rachel, wife number one, was an Ereva to the Yavam, because she is the daughter of the Yavam, the daughter of Shimon. And therefore, again, because she's exempt from Yibum, she would exempt her co-wife. However, if Leah dies first, that means that at the moment that Reuven died, technically speaking, again, there was only one wife, only Rachel, which means that she would be subject to Yibum. But now, of course, again, the house fell down. They both died. We don't know the order in which they died. So what do you do in such a situation? Sarasa choletes v'lo. So in a case like that, the tzara, the co-wife, we'll call her Leah, goes ahead and does chalitza and does not do yibum. Fine. Says the Gemara Uber. Now the Gemara is going to go through each of these cases one by one. What's the case of Uber? Se'ibas koin liYisrael. Ibas koin liYisrael. If we're talking about a case of a bas koin who married Yisrael, and now what happens? The Yisrael died, and the bas koin is pregnant. So he pasala. Indeed, the Uber will go ahead and will prevent her from eating truma. Now, where would she be eating truma? She'd be eating truma because when her husband dies, where is she going? She's going back to her father's home, her father's Kohanic home. But because now she is pregnant with the Yisrael's child, so ultimately, again, she may not eat truma. Why? Kinu areha. Because the pasuk says she can go back to her father's home like her youth. Prat lemeuberes, this comes to exclude a woman who is pregnant, or ibas Yisrael, the Kohen, if we're talking about a case of a bas Yisrael married a Kohen, and now the Kohen dies and she's pregnant, he lo ma'achila, the existence of the fetus, of the uber, will not entitle the woman to continue to eat truma. Why? Because as we established yesterday, yulud ma'achil, she'eno yulud eno ma'achil, a child who is born, a child who is alive, entitles the mother to eat truma, but a child that is not alive does not entitle the mother to eat truma. Fine. Case number two, Ayavam. So what's the case of Yavam? Ibas Yisrael, Ibas Kohen Yisrael. If we're talking about a case of a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, then what? He Pasala, because the existence of the Yavam, this will also be a case of where a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen. Kohen dies without children. Now there's the existence of the Yavam. There's the existence of the Yavam. So what happens? So the existence of the Yavam will prevent her from eating Truma in her father's home. Why? Vishava al Bisaviha, because in order to eat the Truma of her father's home, she has to be in compliance with, and she returns to her father's home. Prat l'shomeres Yavam. This comes to exclude the case of a Shomeres Yavam. Furthermore, Ibas Yisrael a Kohen, if it's a case of Ibas Yisrael is marrying a Kohen, and then again, the Kohen dies without children, she falls before the brother-in-law Yavam, who is a Kohen, Hilo Ma'achilo, the existence of that Yavam will not enable her to eat. Why? Kinyan kaspo amarachmana v'hu kinyan da'achiv. Because they both say this, because the Torah says in order to go ahead and eat truma, you have to be kinyan kaspo, you have to be the acquisition of the coin. And at this moment when she is waiting for Yibum, she cannot yet be called the kinyan kaspo of the coin. Rather, she is the kinyan still of the deceased brother. Va'erisin, what's the case of Erisin? Ibas Kohen Yisrael, if we're talking about a case of a bas Kohen who marries Yisrael, then what? Basila, then Abosai, then Lemaisa, the fact that she has Irusin to Yisrael will prevent her from eating the truma of her father's home. Why? Top of Samaches, Dahakanya Bavia. Because Abosai, at the end of the day, the Irusin affects acquisition. The Irusin affects acquisition, and therefore, again, she is no longer part of her father's home. On the other hand, the Ibas Yisrael a Kohen, and if at the end of the day we're talking about a case of the Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen, lo ma'achila, she cannot go ahead and eat Truma. Why? Mishum de'ula. Because of the issue of Ula. So we'll say there's a Bas Yisrael does Erisin with a Kohen. She can't yet eat Truma, even though what? Even though she is called King and Kaspo, right? Even though, quote unquote, she's an acquisition of the Kohen, she still can't eat Truma until Nisuin, according to Ula. Why? Look at Rashi. Mishum Ula. Bimsechus Ksuv Seperak Avapi Dvar Torah. So remember, mid the oraisa, there is no, when after a woman has erusin, she should be permitted to go and eat truma within her new husband's home. Or as a result of her erusin, umatam amru eino ocheles gezer shem yimzigu lo kos beveis aviha v'telech v'tashke lachal lachos. So we'll say Ula said, so mid oraisa, a woman who has erusin with a coin should be able to eat truma. So why do we say she can't? Because we're concerned she's not living at home. She's not living at home, right? So what's the concern? Because she's not living at home, she may get truma from her father-in-law's home and what? And end up bringing it to her family's home, which of course can be a very, which Rabbi says, as you could imagine, is not a far-fetched idea at all, because again, she could be eating some meals at her potential future in-law's home, but that's truma food. She's entitled to eat it, but if she brings it home, it's significantly problematic. Therefore, again, we do not allow her to eat truma until nisuin. Va'cherish, what's the case of cherish? Ibas Kohen Yisraeli, if we're talking about a case of a bas Kohen that marries a Yisrael who's a cherish, then what? Pasila daha kanya bitakanta dirabanan. Abosai, amazing. This is actually very interesting. That lemaisa, technically speaking, a cheresh should not be able to get married. Why? Because marriage requires das. Marriage requires das, and a cheresh, the assumption that tamunik cheresh is a not a bar das. The assumption is he lacks capacity. But however, midirabanan, there is the ability if the cheresh goes ahead and demonstrates some level of das that he's able to go ahead and effect kiddushin. So if it's a bas kohen who marries the cheresh, so since there is marriage dirabanan, that precludes her from eating the truma of her father's home. The bas yisrael a kohen, and if it's a situation of a bas yisrael marries a kohen, he lo ma'achil. In that case, again, she's marrying now a kohen who's a cheresh. That will not entitle her to eat truma. You know why? Kinyan kaspo marachmana v'hai lav bar kinyanhu. Because the Torah says in order to eat truma, you have to be the acquisition of the coin, and the cheresh is not capable of affecting acquisitions. Uben teisha shanim. What's the case of the boy who's 9 years old in one day? Kasakat aitcha b'shomeres yavam leben teisha v'yom echad. So the Gemara says, I assume that we assume the case in the Mishnah is where the woman fell before a yavam who is 9 years old in one day. So the Gemara says, Limai. So what exactly is happening in this particular case? Look at Rashi. Kasaka daitcha b'shomeres yavam lebentes v'lo ba'aleha. So they did not have relations. Ulamai hilchasa nakat bentes. So the Gemara says, now let's go back to Rashi. Ila mifsal katan. If you're telling me that Limai saw that Lamaisa, the Bia, with this 9 years old and one day boy, would go ahead and passel her, then Katan Nami Mifsal. The Katan also has the ability to go ahead and passel her. Ila Achule, and if it's entitled to her, and if it's in terms of entitling her to eat, Godol Nami Lo Ma'achil. So we've just established that what? That even an adult Yavam does not entitle his Shomeres Yavam to eat Truma until Yibam was affected. So Amar Abayi, no, what's the case? The case over here, says Abaye, is where there is a Yavam, the surviving brother. Remember, in a Yibam situation, husband dies without children, she falls before the surviving brother who's 9 years old in one day, and ultimately, again, there is Bia with the Yavama. So what's the case? Mid-da-oraisa, such a Yibam is effective. Why is such a Yibam effective? Because Lamaisa, again, the Bia of a boy of 9 years old in one day is halachically effective, and therefore, technically speaking, Yibam is affected. So I might have thought, I would have thought like this. So let's play this out. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. They're Kohanim. Reuven dies, leaves behind the widow. The surviving brother is 9 years old in one day. There's Bia with, we'll call him Shimon, with the surviving brother Shimon. So I might have thought that since Mid-da-oraisa, such a Bia works, that Bia should also entitle what? Should also entitle the widow, or now the Yavama, to go ahead and eat Truma. Kamashmala, no. Kamashmala, we do not allow her to eat Truma as a result of that Bia. Why? Asu bias ben teshan of yom echad kema'amar begadol. Because even though mid-da-oraisa, such a bia is effective, nevertheless, we treat the bia of a ben teshan of yom echad as what? As ma'amar, affected by a gadol. In other words, so we would say that the process of yibam has been initiated, but has absolutely not been completed, and therefore, she does not yet have the right to go ahead and eat truma. Amrli Rava. So Rava said, ihachi, if that's the case, seifa diktani ben tes shana v'yom echad, safek she'eno. So in the case of the seifa that said, that what about in the case that we're not sure, was the boy ben tes shana v'yom echad or not? Hashta vadai ben tes lo ma'achil. So now what you've just told me is that even if we know for sure that the boy is 9 years old in one day, so the bia with him does not entitle her to eat truma, safek mi boy. Do I need to state the case of the suffix, right? Is there a need to go ahead and state the case that a suffix bentes, that again, that he would not enable her to eat truma, goes without saying. Therefore, Rava has to reinvent the case. The Hanach Psulim Katani. Listen, the Pasli Bibiyasam. Now, what are we talking about over here? When we speak about the Ben Teisha Shanim, Lav Dafka, we're talking about a Yibum situation. Rather, we're talking about the individuals who are Psulim. Look at Rashi. Psulim, Kegon Mamzer, Unesin, Umishum Poslin Nokatle, Velo Ma'achilan, Lo Aben Teskoi, Ella Ashaara Ubar V'Yavam V'Irusin V'Cheder. So also listen to this. Limar now is suggesting that the Ben Teisha Shanim is talking about a situation where ultimately, again, they are psulin. What's the case? So the Gemara says, the psas kidisanya. Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, if you have a boy who is 9 years old in one day, and he is a Ger Amoni, Umoavi, Mitzri Ve'Edomi, and Rabbo says he's either an Ammonite convert, a Moabite convert, a Mitzri convert, or an Edomi convert. So Rabbo says, remember, again, the common denominator between all of these people is that they have restrictions in terms of who they're permitted to marry. So remember, again, some of them forever, some of them only for three generations, or furthermore, a Kusi. Well, so, you know, we've spoken about the Kusim a number of times. So the Kusim, remember, again, just very quickly, when Shalmaneser, the king of Ashur, went ahead and Shalmaneser had a very interesting strategy. Whenever he would conquer a nation, he would uproot the indigenous people and transplant them somewhere else. So he took these people from Kusa, and he resettled them in the north of Eretz Yisrael. They were all of the Avodah Zarah. There was an outbreak of lions, and they converted to Judaism. Their conversion was always suspect because they continued to go ahead and worship idolatry even after their conversion. So the Gemara always discusses the status of Kusim. So in general, again, we're always suspicious of Kusim or Nesin. The Nesinim were also a similar type of situation of individuals who ultimately converted, but their conversion was suspect. Chalal u'mamzer. So we'll say chalal, remember, again, is the product of a forbidden union between a kohen and a woman who's not permitted to marry. Mamzer is a mamzer. In all of these cases, shabo'u al kohenes levia v'yisraelis pasluha. We'll say, if any of these people go ahead, and have relations with a kohenes, a Levi Yisraela, pasluha, they invalidate her. Now, I will say, what does that mean? They invalidate her. Look at Rashi. Pasluha in baskoi mina truma ulevia v'Yisraelis linasi lekahuna olames. So I will say, if she's a baskoin and she has relations with one of these people, then what? She may not eat the truma even in her father's home. And if it's a levia Yisraelis, it would preclude them from ever going ahead and what? Ever going ahead and marrying a kohen. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara is suggesting over here that lemaisa is what it is that we are referring to in this particular case. I v'hamid diktani seifa im einon ru'uyin lavo b'yisrael hara'elu poslim. But yet again, the seifa of that brisa said that any individual who is not capable of entering into the normative assembly of the Jewish people, those are individuals that would passel. Michlal de reisha la b'psula maskinon, which seems to indicate to us that the reisha is not referring to psulim. To which the Gemara says, no, reisha b'psula kal, seifa b'psula kahuna. The brisa is dealing mostly with two different types of psulim. The first part of the reisha, and this is all referring just to this brisa that we just quoted. The beginning part of that brisa is referring to psula kal, individuals again who are not permitted to come into the regular assembly of Klal Yisrael, whereas the seifa of that brisa is referring to individuals who are psula kahuna, individuals who are disqualified from entering in, well, not really entering into the kahuna, but individuals who would disqualify others from going ahead and marrying into the kahuna. Okay, says the Gemara Gufa. The Rabbi says, first of all, look at Rashi for just a moment. Seifa psula kahuna, chala va'afagav diktani she'in ru'uyin lavo b'Yisrael, lo mari ela b'kahuna. See, even though again it's said the lashon they can't marry into the general assembly, it's not really talking about Klal Yisrael, it's talking about kahuna. The Melisha hava amina psula kalhu depasle aval bias chala lo lach itani seifa mishna yisrael shmina klal. So we'll say, so what comes out from the brisa? The brisa is referring to two different types of psulim. First part of the brisa is referring to psula kahal, individuals who can't marry into the assembly of the Jewish people. Second part of the brisa is speaking about psulei kuhuna. Fine. Kufa. Now the Gemara is going to go back and re-examine part of the brisa. Ben tes shanam v'yom echad geramoni umo avi mitzri v'adomi kusin isin chalul mamzer. So we'll say if you have a boy who is 9 years old in one day, and his status is, he's an Ammonite convert, a Moabite convert, an Egyptian convert, an Edomite convert, a kusi and a sin or a chalul, all individuals again, or a mamzer, all individuals who have restrictions, either of marrying into the kahal or marrying into kahuna, sheba'u al kohenes levia b'yisraelis paslan, and they had relations with, again, a kohenes, a levia yisraelis, paslan, they invalidate them. Now remember, invalidate means different things. For the kohenes, invalidating means what? Means what? Truma. She can't go, she can no longer eat truma of her father's home. For Levi, Israelis, invalidation means what? Right? Can't marry a coin. So what's Rabbi Yossi says, Kol shezar o posel, posel. Rabbi Yossi says, in general, if you want to see if Bia with a certain man will invalidate the woman, there's a very simple metric. Anyone whose child, whose offspring would be posel, such an individual will invalidate the woman as well. Kol she'in zar o posel, anyone whose offspring will not be posel, in a posel, will not go ahead and invalidate the woman either. Look at Rashi with just the moment. Rabbi Yossi Omer, time of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Farish Lakam, B'Shmaitin, my comedy, my pulter. But we'll see for just a moment what Rabbi Yossi's logic is. Rabbi Shimon Galil says, Kol she'ata no sebito, ata no sa'al minuso. Anyone whose daughter you could marry, you could also marry his widow. So we'll say, if you want to see if you can marry a particular widow, figure out if you'd be able to marry the daughter of the deceased. V'chol she'in atanose bito, and anyone whose daughter you could not marry, I atanose almanuso. You will not be permitted to go ahead and marry his widow. So we're going to define these ideas in just a moment. So Gemara says, Minah hanimili. So minah hanimili, how do we know this? How do we know what? How do we know that Bia, with a posel, will invalidate the woman from either, if she's a bas kohen, from eating truma, or a levia of Yisraelis from marrying a kohen? How do we know that? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, ubas kohen, ki si el ish zar. If the pasuk says, and the daughter of a kohen, if she will be to an ish zar. Now, we'll say, what does it mean, an ish zar? The Gemara is saying over here, kevan shenival, and I remember, the rest of that pasuk is, ubas kohen, ki si el ish zar, betrumas hakadoshim lo sochel. Well, see, I have to understand also, which is just an interesting idea. It was a very big deal for a girl from a Kohanic family to marry into a non-Kohanic family. Like that is a big deal. And I'll tell you why it's a big deal, because understand what it does is, like, then when she comes home to visit her parents, you know, it's like lahavdil. Like if a person is about shuva and they go home, right, to visit their family, you know, the parents have to kasha the house, they have to order this, they have to order that. You're like, it's the same thing by a Kohanis, right? So what happens? So she goes ahead and she goes home to her family, and suddenly again, what happens? You know, suddenly again, she can't eat on the, maybe she can't eat on the dishes. She certainly can't eat the same food. It's a very big deal. It's a very big deal. So how do I, so the Torah says, listen, if she goes ahead and she marries an ish zar, so she can't eat truma. So the Gemara says again, what's the definition of an ish zar? Since she has married someone who ultimately again is pasul to her, or I should say, since once she had relations with a man who's pasul to her, pasla. So the Gemara is understanding over here, this refers to one of these individuals who would pasul her once she has relations with a man who is pasul, ultimately getting friends from meaning truma. Tishu says, what are you talking about? Hami barile, de ka'amrachmana bas koin de mincewa lazar, lo seichel. What are you talking about? That pasuk is teaching me a simple halacha. That pasuk is not teaching me about psulim. What is that pasuk teaching me? That she falls in love with the next door Yisrael neighbor and she marries him, a regular guy, not a pasul, a regular guy. The Torah telling me, okay, just understand, now that you're marrying a non-Kohen, you can no longer eat truma. That pasuk is not referring to any situation of psul. To which the Gemara says, no, hahi, that idea that if she marries a regular Yisrael, she can't go ahead and eat truma anymore, mi v'shava al beis aviyah kinu harel, mi lechem aviyah tochal. So as the pasuk says, that in the event of death or divorce, she goes back to her father's home, and she can resume eating truma like her youth. So the Gemara says, from the fact that the Torah says that after death and divorce of her husband, she can go and she can return back to her father's home and eat truma. What does that tell me? What does that tell us? That in her married state, then what? She was not permitted to eat truma. So that's where I learned out that if a woman goes ahead and marries a Yisrael, that she's no longer permitted to eat truma. And therefore, that frees up the pasuk of Ubas Koin Kisiyah Le'ishzar to teach me that if she has relations with a pasul, with a man who's pasul, that pasuls her from truma and from the kahuna. To which Allah says, no. Ime'ahi, if you learned that from that pasuk, Hava Amina Laf Haba Mechlal Aseh. I would have thought that it's only a lav that is inferred from an asay, which Rabbi say again is a less powerful lav. Therefore, cause of Rahmana high lilav. This is therefore the Gemara says. Therefore, the Gemara says that what, that we have to write this additional pasuk to teach me that in fact there is a lav. Mivakol zar lo yochal kodesh nafka. The lav is which the Gemara answers. Lav mivakol zar lo kodesh yochal. No, the lav is learned out elsewhere. The lav can be learned out from the pasuk that says that any zar may not eat kodesh amud beis. To which the Gemara says no. Hahu mi baile ligufei. Rabosai, that pasuk achol zar lo yochal kodesh is needed for its own merit. What does that pasuk teach me? That pasuk teaches me that a zar, a non-kohen, is not permitted to go ahead and eat kodesh. That's the simple halacha. Rabosai, again, just to keep our eye on the ball over here, what are we trying to accomplish? The Gemara espoused the principle, and the principle was that when a woman, when a kohenes, levia, or yisraelis has bia with a pasul, that pasuls her, that invalidates her. If she's a kohenes, it invalidates her from ever eating truma in her father's home. If she's a levi Yisraelis, it invalidates her from ever marrying into the kahuna. The Gemara is just trying to find the pasuk that tells me this idea. That's what's happening over here. So the Gemara says, Hahu mi baile legufei. It's not true. We need that pasuk, top line of Samechesim and Beis. We need that pasuk of Becholzar la yochal kodesh to teach me what? That a non-kohen is not permitted to eat kodesh. That's the pasuk. To which the Gemara says, no, don't worry. Trei Becholzar kasivi. It's okay. We have two psukim of Becholzar la yochal kodesh. So because we have two psukim that tell me Becholzar la yochal kodesh, one teaches me the halacha that a zar may not go ahead and eat kodesh, and one what? One establishes the additional lav. Okay, we still need the pasuk to teach me the halacha of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. What Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, v'cholzar, when the pasuk says v'cholzar, zoros amarti l'cho v'lo aninos. The Rabbi said, what does v'cholzar teach us? V'cholzar teaches us that l'maisa, it is only zoros. It is only if you are not kohen. That's what prevents you from going ahead and eating truma, but not aninos. I will say, now, what does this mean? This teaches us that a kohen who's in a state of aninos is still permitted to what? Still permitted to eat truma. Now, whilst I understand, what's interesting about this is, remember, during aninos, there are certain things a kohen can't do. Kohen can't do avoda, and he can't eat sacrificial items. He can't eat karbanos, but he is permitted to go ahead and what? He is permitted to go ahead and eat truma. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina min zar v'chol zar nafka. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina can learn that out from Zar and Kolzar, the Akati mi Baile Lichidisanya, but we still need the Pasuk to teach me the following. So, also remember, what the Gemara is juggling over here is the following, just to keep us all on the same page. What the Gemara is juggling here, you know, one day, Rashi, one day we'll PowerPoint it. That's like the future. No, it's true because this is, if you're able to, I don't know, I'm a visual person, or I could just make sheets. All right, we'll PowerPoint it. So the Gemara says this, so something maybe next cycle, same paper. Yeah. So yes. So the Gemara says the following: V'chol zar nafka. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina min zar v'chol zar nafka. V'akati mi boyle k'disan l'chidisanya. We still require these psukim to teach us as we learn. K'shehi chozeres l'truma ve'ena chozeres l'chazei v'shok. Oh, Rabbos say, no. We need this pasuk to teach us something else that's fascinating, which is that right now we've established this principle. It's an explicit pasuk in the Torah that if a woman is widowed or divorced from her marriage, doesn't matter whether it's to a kohen or it's to a non-kohen, she goes back to her father's home. And the Torah tells us she's permitted essentially to resume eating truma. The Gemara says, I just want to point out, that pasuk teaches us that what, meaning when the pasuk says, "Vishava al beis aviha kinuareha milechem aviha tochal," so milechem aviha tochal teaches us that what Rabbosai, she goes back to her father's home to consume truma, but what can't she eat? She can no longer eat karbanos. She can remember again, if you are part of a Kohanic family and your father offers up karbanos, he is permitted normally to share the meat, that sacrificial meat, with the members of the family. However, again, if you are a divorced or widowed woman who has now come back to the father's home, you could eat of the truma, but you may not eat of the sacrificial items. L'chazei v'shok. V'am Rav Chista, Am Rav Ina, Bar Rav Shila, Maikra, what's the passage that teaches us? It's t'chsiv ubas kohen kisiya li'ish zar, Betrumas hakodshim lo sochel, because the pasuk says, a bas kohen, if she will marry a non-kohanic man, she is not permitted to eat of the trumas kodshim. She's not permitted to eat the trumas kodshim. So the Gemara says, lo sochel bimura mena kodshim. If she goes back home, she's permitted to eat of truma, but lamais again, she would not be permitted to eat of the kodshim. Imkein lichtov kra. He bekachim lo sochal. Why doesn't the pasuk just say explicitly that she cannot go ahead and eat of kachim? My betruma sakachim. Why does it have to say kadashim? I'm sorry. Why does it have to say betruma? You know, saying if all the pasuk is coming to teach me is that she can't eat sacrificial items when she comes back to her father's home, why do you call that truma sakadashim? Why do you just call it kachim? To which the Gemara says, Shamis Minatarti, to teach us again two halachas that come from this idea. Teach us the two drashas that come from this, namely again, that on one hand she's permitted to go ahead and continue to eat truma, but on the other hand, she's not permitted to go ahead and what? She's not permitted to go ahead and continue to eat sacrificial items. So at this point in time, we have proven the fact that when a woman from a Kohanic family is, we've proven three things, that when she's widowed or divorced, she's able to go back to her father's home and continue to eat truma, dafka truma, and not kachim. And we've also successfully proven is that if a kohenes, a bas kohen, has relations with a man with whom, again, is a puzzle, that would invalidate her from going back to her father's home and eating truma. So that's what we've established so far. Ashkichan kohenes. And now I understand by kohenes this principle that if she has bia with a puzzle, that puzzles her, that invalidates her from continuing to eat truma. However, levi of Yisraelis minolan, how do I know that the same concept applies equally by a levi and a Yisraelis? Kedam rabi ama amarav bas ubas. Because we both say the drush is, remember, the Torah adds in an extra vav, ubas. So ubas, that, remember, this is referring ultimately to a bas kohen. The extra vav tells us, a vav, remember, vav in general is there could be a what's called a vav hamosif, which is an additional vav, but the idea is the vav is extra. Because the vav is extra, it comes to include other women in the category of a bas kohen. Who are the other women that we will include in this category? A levia and a Yisraelis. Hachanami basu bas kiman. Who's the opinion of this? Rabbi Akiva, did Darish Vavin. Rabbi said Rabbi Akiva was the one who darshined Vavin. Rashi says Rabbi Akiva Darish Vavin. Bisan Hedrick, Parak Dalet, Misos, Yishmal Achi. Bas ubas ani dorish. Shabbos say not everybody agrees to this idea of darshining vavs. Rabbi Akiva darshins vavs, and therefore the extra vav of ubas will go ahead and tell me that it includes additional women for our purposes today. It includes the Leviyah and the Israelis. Tushmar says no. Afilu tamer rabbanon. The truth is, even the rabbanon would agree that you could include Leviyah Israelis from this pasuk. Why? Kule ubas kra yiserihi. Because the reality is that entire phrase of ubas is really extra. Look at Rashi. Kule ubas kra yiserihi. Dahok siv la'el minei. The coin li ki yikne nefesh. The yelid beso. Umatzi l'michtav abasre v'chisiyah li'ishzar. So the Rabbanon will say that the entire phrase is extra. So the Rabbanon will say to Rabbi Akiva, we would agree with you in principle. Different reason, but we agree. Why? Because again, you're only dashing the vav. We could dash in the entire phrase as being extraneous, and therefore lemaisa again we could come to include the Levi and the Israelis. So the Mara says Ash Tabosai. So far now what we've established is that lemaisa a kohenes, a Leviyah, a Yisraelis, if they go ahead and they have Bia with a man who's posel, that will prevent, again, if she's a Bas Kohen, from going out and eating Truma. And even if she's a Levi Yisraelis, if she's married to a Kohen, Bia with any of these unmen would prevent her from eating Truma. So Ashkechon the Truma. So now we've established again that Bia with a posel will prevent you from eating Truma. Likuhuna Minalan. How do I know that Bia with the posel will prevent these women also from marrying into the Kohuna? Atu Leviyah v'Yisraelis. Lav l'kuhuna marbina luhu. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. When you just dashed the extra vavs according to Rabbi Akiva, or the entire phrase according to the Rabbanan, and you came to include the case of Levi Yisraelis, what were you coming to include them for? Right? That has to be what? That has to be for the purpose of marrying into the kuhuna. De'ila truma. Benos mechel truma ninhu. So both sides. So the Gemara says over here, when you just included the Levi and the Israelis from either the extra vav ubas or the extra phrase, what were you coming to include them for? It can't be about consuming truma. Why? Because Levi Israelis don't eat truma. The entire previous drasha was all about what? Including them in the prohibition that they could not marry a kohen as a result of their psul. To which the Gemara says, Allah malo, right? That's not true. Why can't you find the case of where they'd eat truma? Mashkachasla dika'achla b'shvil b'na. I'll tell you where there could be a case of a Levi Israelis who go ahead and eat truma. We'll say when? When they were married to a kohen, had a child with the kohen, husband now dies, and what happens? They could continue. Remember again, if you have a kohanic child, by definition again, that entitles you to eat truma. So you can have a case of a Levi Israelis who are truma eaters, to which the Gemara says, well then, if that's the case, Bishvil b'na kavachomer. Then Rabbi said, then you can make a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Uma kohenes. If when it comes to a kohenes who is entitled to eat truma because of her own personal kedusha, yet pasula, yet bia with a ish pasul, ibia with someone who's pasul, would invalidate her from eating truma, then levia v'israelis delo achla ela b'shvil bina. Then all the more so, levia israelis who do not have personal entitlements to truma, but only eat as a result of the existence of their child, l'kol shekein, all the more so bia with a pasul should invalidate them from eating truma. The yano sentence, but one second, we could say just the opposite. Kohenis the Kaddish Gufa Pasula. Maybe not. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe the only situation in which Bia with Apostle invalidates the woman is with the Kohenis, because she has that personal Kedusha. And therefore, again, Bia with this man erodes that personal Kedusha. Hadelo Kaddish Gufa the Apostle. But these other women, the Levi, the Israelis, and what, who don't have the personal Kedusha of being a Bas Kohen, perhaps Bia with Apostle will not apostle them. Ela Likihuna. Rather, again, we must say that Lemaisa, these drushes ultimately taught us that they cannot marry into the kahuna. So Gemara says, el the kahuna kavachomer grusha. We can learn from a kavachomer with the grusha. Uma grusha. So listen to this. So what's the kavachomer? Uma grusha shemuteres betruma asura the kahuna. So when it comes to a grusha, she is permitted to eat truma. Now, what does that mean? Let's say she's a bas kohen. So she gets divorced from her husband. She's permitted to go back to her father's home and go and eat truma. But yet what? She's asura to the kahuna. Zu, this woman, Shasura b'truma, this woman being who? The Leviyah and the Israelis, who are not permitted in truma, Is it, does it go without saying that what? That Lamaisa, they can't marry the Kohen? So we'll say again, if a woman who could eat Truma can't marry into the Kohen, because remember, if she could eat Truma, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? That she's already partially vested in the Kohen, but yet she still can't eat Truma. All the more so what? The women, i.e. Levin Yisraelis, who can't eat Truma, it goes without saying that they can't go to marry into the Kohen. To which the Gemara says, 1 second, in the Chima Asir Min Adin, do we create prohibitions based on Kavachomers? We'll say, generally, we do not. To which the Gemara says, no, Gili Misava Amu. It's not really a Kavachomer. What is it? It's just the revelation of something that is simply obvious. And as we both say, that the Gemara looks like it's using a Kavachomer, but the truth is, Lamaisa, if you think about it, that argument actually isn't obvious, our argument. If a Kohenes herself, who is vested in the Kohuna, is permitted to eat Truma, can't marry a Kohen as a result of Bia with a Pasul, it goes without saying that a woman who is not vested in the Kohuna at all, like a Levi Israelis, who's not permitted to eat Truma, of course, Bia with a Pasul, she will not be able to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, I don't need to create a real Kavachomer in order to go ahead and state what is intuitively obvious. To which the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Ve'ema nivala lepasul al-chai v'krisus. So why, maybe I'll say that when does Bia with the pasul invalidate her for the kahuna? Maybe that's only when the man with whom she had Bia is someone for whom she be chayiv kares for. A brother, or some type of prohibited relationship. So the Gemara says, no, lav b'nei havia. That can't be true. Why? Because at the end of the day, those are not individuals with whom one could affect marriage. Because we're supposed to remember, we're operating based on the pasuk of kisiyeh bas koin li'ish zar, which means the lashon of sihiyeh means what? That there is havia. Havia is a lashon of Kiddushin, which means that this is a prohibited relationship, but technically speaking, could still affect marriage. If somebody is, if the other person is someone with whom you're chayiv kares for having relations, then lemaisa again, you can't affect kiddushin in such a situation. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, ihachi eved ovekochavim ve'eved olifsalu. Was if that's the case, that the only woman, the only man who technically speaking passes woman for the kuna is a man with whom she could have kiddushin, then bia with an akum or bia with an evet should not invalidate her. To which the Gemara says, lo lifsalu hanach pasim mid Rabbi Yishmael. The truth is, these individuals make her pasul based on the same Rabbi Yishmael. Don't Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Milayin the ovei kochavim the evet shababasi. So avakwan is for the viyesh shapaslua. How do I know that an evet who has relations with a Bas Yisrael or a Kohenes, ultimately again, or Leviyah, passels them from the Kuna Shene'emar, Bas Kohen ki siya amona ugrusha. And a Bas Kohen, if a Bas Kohen will be an amona ugrusha, top of Samech Tes Amad Aleph, mi she yesh lo amonos v'gerishin. So therefore, what do we see? This only applies to a situation where what? Where she could be an amana or gerishin. Yatsu oved kochavim ve'eved she'ein alo amanas ve'gerishin. This comes to exclude the case of eved, where what Rabbo say, where lemaisa, again, the eved cannot make her an amana, can't make her gerish, can't make her a grusha. Why? Because lemaisa they're not able to affect marriage. So, all right, we'll stop over here for today. Rabbo say, let's just summarize what we have so far. So what we've established, number one, we went through all the different cases in the Mishnah of situations that would prevent her from going ahead and eating truma. Now what we've established in this last piece is that Lamaisa, Bia with a Pasul, Bia with someone ultimately again who is Pasul, will go ahead and will invalidate the woman. And it invalidates her on two levels. Number one, it invalidates her from Truma consumption. And that really refers most to the case of the Bas Kohen, that if the Bas Kohen again has relations with a man who's Pasul, she will no longer be able to eat the Truma of her father's home. And for Levia and Yisraelis, what it establishes for us is what? That she is not permitted to marry into the Kohuna. What we're leaving off over here in the Gemara is that Lamaisa, the Gemara floats the idea that perhaps, again, maybe only Bia with Chayve Krisus will go ahead and passel her, to which the Gemara says, no, it has to be with someone ultimately who what? With whom she's able to affect Kiddushin. To which the Gemara essentially says, well, if that's the case, then Bia with an Eved and an Oved Kochamim should not passel her. Why? Why? Because there's no Kiddushin with such a person. That's the Kasha we're leaving off with, and that's the Kasha we'll pick up with tomorrow. Yeah.